The numbers told the story, they always do.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
This is a numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
Hour number two of a numbers game at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network, VSiN.com, Game Plus, iHeartRadio. Pardon me. SiriusXM Channel 158. Game Plus, YouTube TV. Out of order, but you get the idea. It's Gil Alexander. It's Kelly Bidlin.
Hey.
Live from Circa Resort Casino, 4 hours away from the World Cup beginning.
That's crazy.
Paul Carr is going to join us. We'll rehash our Survivor entries, which were, I mean, I'm pumped for Survivor.
Me too.
Let's see how far we could get. What could go wrong?
I'm also fascinated just to see what our combined interest level is throughout this.
Oh, if we get through the group stage, we're going to be hugely into it.
I meant you and me, not like the United States. But yeah, like I think it's good. Oh, no, talking for Survivor. I got you. Yeah. But like, I think it's going to be, I always love the World Cup. I'm a little scared of the expanded field and this feeling like it's just going to drag on forever.
They messed up the group stage bad.
Yeah.
I mean, they did it for money. We understand why they did it, but you know, money. Money doesn't mean it's going to be better.
Mm-hmm.
And if 8 of the 12 group third place teams make it out, which is the case, how exciting can it be?
Mm-hmm.
And it really does sort of throw into question some of these group stage games. It was already odd with, you know, jostling for seeding. But now that you have the third place spot in 8 of these 12 to where as long as you're in the top 8 of those third places to still advance.
Yeah.
Who knows what other kind of shenanigans will exist late in the group stage.
I mean, just hearing some of these soccer guys talk over the past couple weeks of like multiple mention, watch out for load management in the group stage. Like that, yeah. God. Like that's what we're going to run into.
The World Cup load management. We'll review all our bets too. I got a bunch. We get tweets beating the book. Elderly gambler. I remember the ESPN early years. Now we get catfights and political grandstanding. I don't watch it, but the media covers the silliness of the programming. It's so National Enquirer. That was random.
Mm-hmm.
Patrick Kelly. I tell you to take a drive up to West Virginia from the Highlands, Gil, except no one's going to be there. Let's go Mountaineers in Omaha. There you go. Very excited for the College World Series he is. Don't know why I said that like Yoda. Darren Frazier, not a money line bet, but my college freshman son at Oregon State called me to celebrate putting $6 on the Knicks on Poly Market when they were down 29 points and cashed about $100. 15-1 or better? I'll take it all day long, he said. Chance Copperpot, who's your daddy 76 in Todd's Discord? Bet the Knicks at halftime 18-1. I had books open the whole game, and I could say DraftKings had a money line available for the whole game. I do not recall how high it went, but I did see better at some point. Yeah, down 29 in the third. I wonder what that number was exactly at that moment. Jesse Welch, hey, fellas, just checking in on the sports world. How's all them OG Finals MVP tickets we all put in looking? Yeah, we didn't do that. Jack Olaquire, Gil, heard you mention Dwayne Kuiper, and his one career home run came off Steve Stone in 1977. Stone will sometimes mention that on White Sox broadcasts and says he still gets messages from Kuiper every so often thanking him for grooving one. Kuiper and Kruk, by the way, national treasures on the Giants broadcast. Down 9 runs in the 8th. Giants go ham and win it. It's not going to matter for this year, but it sure gives Giants fans hope for the future. James Fraction, our buddy from Maryland, he said, hey, Gil, move over Maradona. The NBA now has its mano de Dios legacy play. As a New Yorker, the only thing I can compare this to was Mookie Wilson hitting the ball past Bill Buckner in 86. By the way, fun fact, both Mookie and OG played for only 2 pro franchises in New York and Toronto. There you go. And John Massey at JT Massey 79. Mike Brown going to Brunson and Alvarado and sticking with it in the fourth quarter while Mitch Johnson takes the shot in the third quarter in going for the kill, riding starters and not hitting because of the shot selection. Brown has really made adjustments. Scott Mad Marine 77. Is the only bet now on the Knicks knowing that if Wemby gets one technical, he is out for a potential game 6 or game 7? Or am I understanding that rule incorrectly? Yeah, Scott, a little bit off. Not one more technical, one more flagrant. If he so much as gets a flagrant one, or even then Victor Wembanyama will be suspended for a game. So let me just say this. The officials will bend over backwards to not give him a flagrant, and Wemby really ought to be aware of this and do his part not to tempt them with that. That's for sure. And then rules for society. Spurs shot selection in the third was like Shanahan's play calling in the fourth quarter. Befuddling. Talking about Kyle Shanahan with the Falcons.
You know what? It's
in the only Super Bowl where 28-3, where a score in the middle of a game is more famous than the final score.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was awful. I don't know how you felt, but it was like, it really didn't start to bother me until like the end of the third, beginning of the fourth. I think like a lot of the Spurs players are like, this game's over. Like, it's over. And yeah, like the Knicks don't go away. And then in the fourth quarter, it's different for us to sit at home and think that. And like Mitch Johnson just sit there and watch it all unravel and have no plan whatsoever. I think it was a good tweet. Like, I mean, I guess the plan was go for the kill shot early. And yeah, it should be a big enough lead to hold on to. But you didn't.
You didn't.
I just can't. I would never agree with that strategy if that was the case, Gil. Wemby was exhausted in the final minutes of a game, and I'm sitting there wondering, like, thinking to myself, how is this possible? Like, you've been up for 20-plus points the whole game. Like, he should have plenty of time to be rested on the bench. This is what you do when you have leads like that. I'm interested.
The only thing that can come out of me is a big sigh, because it's like, I still cannot believe the next morning that this happened.
It happened so fast. It happened so fast.
Did it though? It kind of happened slow. On the other hand, I was like, now it's 15. Oh, look, now it's single digits. Oh, what
Nine,
do you know? It's four.
Four. Yeah.
Oh boy. Oh no, they lead. Oh geez.
I mean, it's clank, bad three after bad three, and it's quick. They're all quick from the Spurs too, right? I'm like, Mitch, please call a timeout, please. I don't even care. Like, he had two with under 2 minutes, right? Like, a lot of people would have said that would have been an early timeout for, like, you have to call a timeout and get your team under control. They had no idea what they're doing.
I managed to still win at Killer Sports, extending. I'm just trying to set the record that no one can break anymore.
I was thinking about that this morning.
The second place, there's only two places of cashing. I've clinched the championship. Three players now, I should have brought this up with Zach. Three players can still get second place. We're down to three. Because Nick Whalen, Carl Sack eliminated for second place possibilities yesterday. The only three alive for second place, Kyle Akins, our own Zach Cohen, and Stevie Fezzik.
Ooh! You know what? You know
Stevie Fezzik lurking.
Every great contest, Gil, needs a great villain. So Fezzik lurking is just perfect. Okay?
Don't let him finish second, for God's sake.
It's perfect. I do want to circle back. I'm interested. I thought those good points by Zach last segment about this spread for game five. 5, 5.5. There are way more fives on the board now than what there were last night. A lot of 5.5s where this opened. I'm not surprised to hear Knicks are going to take early money.
Yeah.
I do think that if you like the Knicks, get a 5.5 now. And if you like the Spurs, there's no reason to rush.
I said this before game three, right? So I'll say it now to be consistent. Are the way that the human brain functions, right? The result is what is first and foremost in 90% of people's minds, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they're just like, what do you mean? Why would I ever take the Spurs? And yet, if the Spurs win game five, you don't think the Knicks might get tight for game six?
I think so.
I mean, and again, I'll say what I said with Zach one more time. Of all the teams that have ever trailed 3-1, in any best of seven series ever, you can make a case that the Spurs have the best case of anybody.
Absolutely. They've had a lead in every game under 2 minutes, right?
Dude.
But no, you said it perfect. Was it last segment or earlier this segment? You said it perfect. You should be able to believe in this team as much, if not more, than any team before.
Yes.
And also, at the same time, not trust them for a single second because they're the least clutch team ever, apparently.
For a single second, because if you're up, let's say you're up, I don't know, pick a number, 11, you're like, the Knicks are probably like, 11, that's nothing. We'll come back.
Dude, I just don't know that I ever thought I was going to get to this point, Gil. But, like, there was us going crazy about needing more Dylan Harper earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's gotten to a point of you cannot go out without Dylan Harper being a part of this offense down 100%. The stretch. What are we doing?
100% agree. Whether this goes 5, 6, or 7 now, the NBA draft will happen 12 days from now. So it will happen June 23rd, the first round will. Real quick, going through just the first five positions, because you can bet on all these. First pick in the draft, A.J. DeBance is minus 500. That's just getting longer and longer now for the Wizards to take the BYU standout, A.J. DeBance, minus 500 on the board. Big favorite. Now, the second pick in the draft.
I'm in on Peterson, Gil. I found it very interesting, though. It feels like the past week and a half, 2 weeks, much less has trickled out about this than, you know, about a month before that.
DeBonce is hanging out with Big Foe, Francis Tiafoe. He's a big Wizards guy, big DMV guy. He's going to the Wiz. I've been saying that from the beginning.
I bet Peterson, I would not bet it now.
Darren Peterson down to minus 175 for number, or up to minus 175 is the second overall pick. Utah holding that position. And then third is Cam Boozer as the favorite.
Yeah.
Memphis, we said it yesterday. Memphis Grizzlies have number three, yes?
We've heard Boozer mentioned, yeah. We've heard Boozer. I mean, that's the one that's been most fascinating to me is I've heard Boozer mentioned in one, two, and three. You've heard reports of NBA teams having him first on their board, second on their board.
There's Cam Boozer at minus 250 to go third. And then Caleb Wilson of North Carolina, number four. Chicago Bulls hanging out at number four. He's the favorite to go four. And I have said from the beginning, it does feel like if you can find an exacta 1-2-3-4, I've said this, you know, from the outset here, DeBonce followed by Peterson, followed by Boozer, followed by Wilson, that remains the heavy chalk.
I'm not sure, Gil. Like, do you think it's a good, like, Caleb Wilson is either the most heavy favorite of all four of those to go in his place, or the biggest dog, because I feel like we haven't seen Caleb Wilson play. We haven't heard much about this coming into it. It's just been the whole time. He's number four of those four guys.
Number five. Is that the Clip Show at number five? Clippers? Mykael Brown Jr. is plus 240. Keaton Wagler of Illinois, a tick below that at plus 250. That, according to the betting markets, is where the drama of this draft begins. Yes. At number five, you see Darius Acuff Jr., also of Arkansas, not too far behind at plus 350, and Adai Mara as well from Michigan at 7-1. So
the team most linked to a single player right now is the Kings, Darius Acuff, and there is chatter about a possible trade.
All right, Paul Carr, World Cup, let's do it. Next on A Numbers Game at Visa. You're here because you want an edge. That's what separates listeners from winners. But let's be real, mindset alone doesn't get bets home. Pros win because they've got the tools, the data, and the discipline. And now so can you. Visa Pro gives you access to the same real-time insights the sharps use. No secrets, no fluff, just actionable info that moves markets. Tap the link and see why serious bettors are turning knowledge into profit with Visa Pro.
Numbers Game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
A special Numbers Game investigation reveals that the World Cup begins today.
Whoa!
Yeah, no, less than 4 hours from now. Still time to join the Splash Sports $1 million guaranteed high-stakes survivor contest. $1,000 to entry, $1 million on the line. You can only use a team once. Pick wisely from the group stage, all the way through the knockout rounds, outlast everyone else, and the million is yours. Is that simple? Right now, new players using promo code VSIN get a 50% deposit match up to $100, a free quick picks entry up to $20, a 100% quick picks payout boost on an entry up to $20. Entries close today at 3 p.m. Eastern, 12 noon Pacific. Again, less than 4 hours from now. Do not wait. Head to splashsports.com/VSIN and use code VSIN. Must be 21 and over. Available in select states only. And you can do multiple entries, by the way.
Just know you're going up against the Gil and Kelly team.
That's right.
We formed a team.
Do we know if there's a
watch out?
Before we formed, by the way,
powerful.
Team. let's adjudicate this here right on air. Are we each a part of each other's? Yes, right.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah,
that's what I was wondering. Okay.
Oh, I get your confusion on that. Yeah.
Kelly and I are having a private conversation here on air. I apologize. Overlay in this Splash Sports. Do we know?
Oh, I don't know. It's going to be close.
It's going to be close. That's a safe comment to make.
Thanks.
Very well chosen words, Kelly. Well done. And by the way, that was the highlight of the whole show for me. You have no idea how proud I am of him. Paul Carr joins us now, courtesy of the Progressive Guest Line. Paul has been giving us a myriad of picks throughout the weeks here. And finally, Paul, it's happening, so you don't have to add any more. How pumped are you on a scale from 1 to 1 million?
We're going to say like 850,000.
That sounds about right.
Ready to go. Yeah. Let's get these games going so we can stop talking about all the stuff around the games. And I know some of that will come up, but let's get these games started because the games on the field are what make the World Cup great.
It's also like my favorite and most hated group text now that we're a part of with me, you, Paul, and Chris Felica, because every 2 hours I think I'm done with a bet and then someone texts something. And I'm like, yeah, let me add that.
It's like Mr. Soccer, this guy now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Scroll through the books. I'm like, oh, they added this market. I kind of like that.
I'll tell you what. In fact, after Paul gives us his additional plays here on some of these games in the coming days, we'll actually throw out all of our bets. He can grade them for us.
Yes.
Let's do that. First, though, are you on anything today in either of the two games today?
I don't have anything in either one. I mean, Mexico's a decent favorite against South Africa, but I don't know what they are yet. And South Korea and Czechia, I think, is a very even match. I don't have a strong feeling either way on that one.
Okay. Tomorrow, though, you are firing. What do you got?
Let's go. Yeah, we're going to start. Let's see. I'll start with Bosnia and Herzegovina with a double chance against Canada. So Canada, obviously, is one of the host nations, but they have a lot of question marks. Their best defender, Moise Bambito, is hurt, probably not going to play in this game. And they're really a defense-first team. The offense has been scuffling. I mean, it's just kind of the way that they play in part, but they try to defend and counter, and they're not always great at the counterpart. So Bosnia got through a playoff, also kind of a defense-first, low-scoring style, where they want to play directly and in transition. So I think this one will be tight, not a pretty game necessarily. So I like the Bosnia-Herzegovina side of what's basically a coin flip. So I played them the double chance at even money.
Double chance for those listening for the first time?
Win or draw. That's it. Plus half a goal. Same market. You'll see it listed different ways in different books.
Win or draw plus half a goal. And then, of course, the United States of America debuts their 2026 World Cup side against Paraguay. What are you doing in this game?
All right, so I like the U.S. over half a goal in the first half. So the U.S. to score in the first half, even money. The U.S. enters this tournament. They've had a really good schedule. They've played 11 straight World Cup teams coming in. In 8 of those 11 games, the U.S. has scored in the first half. And it goes with just how they've approached these games, with the style. They've come out attacking. They've been aggressive early on, even against your Germany's and Senegal's the last couple of games. They look pretty good in the first half. Even against Portugal and Belgium in March when they got smoked overall. They played decently in the first half and had plenty of chances. So this is a veteran team. Half of them were on the World Cup roster 4 years ago. They've talked about the importance of being aggressive and not just, kind of sitting back and letting things come to them. So I expect them to go right at Paraguay from the first kick. U.S. should have more of the ball in this game. They'll create plenty of chances for a first half goal. So even money, over half a goal in the first half for the U.S.
All right. Come on, USA. Make this easy.
Let's go.
Let's make this easy for us, at least at the beginning.
That's right.
We don't want stress here early on. Okay, Saturday. Now, this is, again, we've had you on, we've had Chris Velika on, we've had Dallin Cuff on, we've had any number of folks talking about Morocco winning their group. Brazil is obviously the giant, the historical giant that's in their group C. They face each other right out of the gate on Saturday. I'm anxious to hear what your bet is then.
Yeah, so there's kind of a big picture philosophical question here. With this new format, how are teams going to approach it? Because when only top two advance, broadly speaking, you'd see teams be a little more conservative early in the first game or two because they don't want to get eliminated and they want to try to stretch it to a last game and have an opportunity there. This new format is very forgiving because third place teams, 8 of 12 of them go through. So you get 3 points and a not terrible goal difference. You're probably going through. So I think it's possible that for these top teams like Brazil and Morocco, that they will open up a little more early because the win is more valuable. Maybe you rest some guys in the third game. Maybe it gets you in a better spot for a better matchup in the round of 32. So I kind of expect Morocco especially to go after Brazil in this one, and I'm not sure Brazil is ready for that. They've got good attackers. They've got some good defenders and keeper, but their midfield is a little bit weak. Casemiro is 34 years old. I don't think he can hold up, and Morocco will be able to go at him and go out on the wings. Brazil doesn't have a true right back on the roster anymore with Wesley getting hurt, and that's where one place that Morocco really likes to attack. So, I mean, obviously you're taking a shot here, but plus 450 for a Morocco win I think is a great price. The gap is not that large between these teams.
Let's go. Morocco to beat Brazil plus 450 on Saturday from Paul. By the way, have you been to Morocco before? I did the whole thing where I was in Spain.
I spent
one afternoon in Morocco, in Tangiers.
Yeah.
Took a hydrofoil over there, and you get in this Casbah, and they're all trying to sell you stuff, and they're all on top of you.
Oh, yeah.
And there was one little dude in the corner who was like, spoon. He was selling his spoons. He's like, spoon. I bought this spoon, by the way, because I thought his tactics were better.
That's awesome.
All right, I need you to grade.
Do you still have the spoon?
I need you to grade all of these, beginning with Morocco plus 458 versus Brazil. Let's go. I'm on it, too.
All right. What kind of scale are we working with here? What am I throwing at you?
Let's do 5 stars.
Okay, so 5-star means I love the play. down to, we'll say, one star means
yes.
You're completely wrong.
Paul going all tout on us here. What do you want? Right. What is it?
All right. Well, obviously, I love the Morocco money line play. I'm with that. So that's, you know, that's a 4.5, 5-star play.
Four and a half star play. Like it. All right. This is also Paul Carr inspired. USA, but now this is exact, right? You said par was 16. I am betting the USA to get knocked out exactly in the round of 16 at 3-1.
I like this, Val. I'll give you this 4 stars on this one because, par is the round of 16. They should be first or second in the group, which should give them a matchup in the round of 32 where they're the better team. And then they probably run into a better team in the round of 16. And that's, in theory, where the tournament ends. So, yeah, this is I think, the most likely outcome of the tournament for the U.S.
I did 4-1-2 exactas in 4 different groups. Okay. Group C is Morocco-Brazil plus 650.
I like that a lot because that plays right into the money line today because the other two teams in this group are Haiti and Scotland, who are far worse than both those two. So if Morocco wins this game, they should definitely win the group, and you expect Brazil to take care of business in the other two games as well. So you're, in a way, you're getting a better price here than you are on the money line today for not entirely the same result, but things that are largely correlated.
Group F exacta, the Netherlands, Holland, the Dutch first, Japan second, plus 270.
I'm going to give this 3.5 stars. I like the top two teams finishing there. I think there's a pretty good chance Japan, this is flipped essentially, that Japan is first and Netherlands is second. Ooh. But we're in the right ballpark, so I like the general idea here.
Mm. All right, Paul's getting ready to kill me on one of these. Group G, Belgium, Egypt, plus 140.
I kind of like Iran to finish second in this group. Egypt is a little bit better, but Iran really did have good qualifying, even if their underlying numbers were better than some of the results. So this is not terrible. I mean, these are the top two teams on paper in the group, but this is like a C type of play. So we'll say 2.5, maybe 3 stars here for this one.
All right. Remember, if Iran finishes second in Group G and we finish second, we being the USA in Group D.
Oh, baby.
Round of 32, USA versus Iran.
What could go wrong?
What could go wrong? I can't think of anything. Group J, Argentina, Austria, 1-2, a 1-2, plus 140.
So I think I have Argentina, Algeria. I forget the price on it, but I have that as the exacta here in Group J. Okay. It's Algeria and Austria going for second place. So I don't hate this one, but I liked Algeria a little bit better. So this, again, we're talking 2.5, 3-star type of play.
Golden Boot is Mikel Oyarzabal. I think you have him as well, right? 11-1.
Love the pick. Love the pick. I was fortunate to get on it, and I think it was in March, at like 30-1. It has plummeted as people kind of realize, I guess he is going to be the starter and probably take PKs for Spain. But I love the pick in general.
All right. And isn't this great?
This is like 4.5 stars, just knock off half a star because the price has dropped a lot.
Isn't this a great price on Lamine Yamal for Young Player Award plus 155?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, someone could come out of nowhere and win this one. But, I mean, he was just the La Liga player of the season. He's so chalky. So as long as he plays and does anything, I feel like he's going to get this award. So getting a little bit of plus money is good to me.
Kelly Bidlin, I bet you didn't even know there was a Young Player Award, did you?
No, I did not.
I didn't know until I saw it in a betting market.
He is hurt, though, right?
Hey, man. It's just got to
do something. Yes, this possibly comes in a little bit late, but he's hopefully I'm in a good stage.
Thank you, Paul. Yep. Enjoy the games today.
Happy World Cup.
Paul Carr, everybody. Happy World Cup to all. More World Cup next.
A numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Needed something last night to get my mind off the Spurs gacking that game last night. So I watched the rest of the Earth, Wind, & Fire doc on HBO Max. Phenomenal. Rise and Fall of Earth, Wind, & Fire basically is what it should be called. Fantastic.
I will get to that one here at some point. I should have done the same thing. Instead, I love when I'm confident about being able to go to sleep and then not at all. Like, you can't go to sleep right after a game like that. You're all jacked up. The adrenaline's going.
Totally jacked up. Greatest group of all time. Period. But, like so many other musical artists, musical bands, musical groups, I should say, they implode based on ego and all kinds of other things. We get tweets, Speed of the Book. Ice Goon. We all have a friend who gambles but shouldn't. Mine sent me this last night. Oh, this is the other side. He said, this explains how what happened last night actually happened. $70 to make $2, his friend bet, at minus 3,500 on the Spurs. $70 to make $2. Lost.
Oof.
You really need those $2? His buddy. Joe's Big Picks. Crazy that the Spurs played fast and the Knicks took their time and walked the ball up. What could go wrong? Jason McKinney, I was busy at work, and I glanced at the TV in the third and saw how much the Spurs were up and couldn't believe I saw Wemby on the floor. Listening to the recap, I keep coming back to my son's high school basketball team, who'd be up big and could not understand why we couldn't figure out clock management. You would think an NBA coach could figure that out. It's basic math. You don't even need crazy Steve Fezzik math to calculate this.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Paulie 68, my final two Canadian cents. Knicks have really not played a full great game. And secondly, that they have, English is a little word salad here, done versus teams in closeout. I'm not sure what he's trying to say. I'll stand by that, though.
We were saying that heading into that game last night. Like, I don't think we've seen either one of these teams play their best game yet.
Numbers, guys, and we did ask Paul this off-air afterwards. He said, hey, Gilly, can you tell Paul I've been staring at Columbia to win it all for what seems like 2 years now at 100-1? How's it looking? He likes it. He has a sprinkle on 50-1 or something like that, he says. And his favorite bet is Columbia to win their group, but he loves your number anyway. Bye week's picks. Got OG for finals MVP 45-1 after game three. Windy, that's Brian Windhorst, just said on ESPN, he is the finals MVP right now.
I heard.
Well, if the Knicks win, he sure is to me.
The Full Hoop Collective podcast say that's my way in. So yep. Him, Bontemps, McMahon, and I believe Bontemps said it should be unanimous.
Timmy Goodtimes is right. I agree. I personally think
I don't think it's going to happen, but I agree.
I was going to say, stranger things have happened. I personally think this is bye week's picks. He says, I personally think he needs one more monster game, preferably closeout game. Books offering 8-1 now, never mathematically correct to take cash out. 8-1 is still amazing. Is that right? 8-1?
Well, you know what, Gil? I'm going to go over to our new partner, Polymarket, here and check these out. How about plus 244 on OG Anunoby?
There you go.
Minus 123 on Jalen Brunson. Updated MVP odds.
I love that you convert to
sports fan mode. You got to go to sports fan mode. And updated championship numbers there. Knicks minus 432, San Antonio plus 376.
Anthony Johnson, my man Gil, watching the rise and fall of Earth, Wind, and Fire. I love that group. September, one of my favorite songs of all time, puts you in a good mood. I could go 50, and I'm not even making this up. I go 50 songs deep on Earth, Wind, and Fire. Easy. Have I mentioned the greatest group of all time? Does that come up? Kelly, we didn't get a chance. We didn't get Paul's to grade yours. But you have a bevy, and I mean a bevy, of World Cup bets. Can we highlight one of them, though?
Yeah, it befuddled Paul during the break.
This is an inspired pick by you, or inspired wager.
Well, it was inspired by Chris Felica.
Converted penalty kicks over 55 at minus 250. And you're saying shootouts, right? Penalty kicks at the ends of games.
Yes.
Count.
Yes.
All right. Five per team. These are converted. Paul's saying average rate is close to 80%. So let's call it four. All you need, so if you get five games that go to kicks, that gets you, what, to 40 right there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then I get to root for penalty kicks right in the rest of the World Cup action.
Nice job, Chris Felica and Kelly Bidlin.
So, this was inspired by Felica texting us yesterday about him liking the over 4.5 shootouts, games to go to shootouts.
Yes.
So I found, and shout out to Boomers, who had this up in town here, this one and the shootouts one, but they got a little creative with it. They did the shootouts over 4 and juiced it to, I think it was minus 250 as well, but they did it a three-way line.
Oh.
So if it was exactly 4, you'd lose. And I'm like, then I started thinking about this, and I'm like, well, if I'm going to play one of these, I think this one's a little bit more fun, because then I could just root for every penalty kick to be to go in and yell endlessly at the TV for when the guy misses the penalty
kick. And just for those of you, if you're tied at the end of regulation and added time, remember, there's the old added time thing, which there should be a 30-for-30 on that alone, because it feels awfully arbitrary. That's like the first thing about soccer that offends the American sports mind. What do you mean the refs know how much extra time is and nobody else does until they show it on the screen? So if they go through that and it's tied, then it's 2 15-minute periods of extra time. And then if you're tied after that, it's the penalty kick.
Yeah, in the knockout stage.
In the knockout stage, correct. Group stage, ties are ties.
Right, ties are ties.
Yeah. Okay.
So, yeah, that was one. And I had to play my guy Erling Haaland over 3.5 goals. And I bet Norway already in the first match, too. Laid a goal and a half against Iraq. That is not shown.
Did you just say your man, Erling Haaland? Is that what you just said?
Yeah, dude. He's the Josh Allen of soccer. He's incredible.
Okay. If you could only choose one, Josh Allen or Erling Haaland, who you got?
Obviously Josh Allen. Okay, don't ask silly questions, Gil. Okay,
say,
come on.
Jeez. How much do you love him? Curaçao, lowest scoring team, plus 650. Okay.
That's a Felica bet, too. France to win World Cup, France to reach the quarters, Portugal to reach the quarters, Belgium to reach the quarters, Norway to reach the quarters, Morocco to win Group C, Belgium to win Group G, Colombia to win Group K.
Okay.
And I have texted our panel of World Cup guests. By the end of the show, we will have their favorite single bet from a Paul Carr, Chris Felica, Drew Dinsick, and Dallin Cuff. Just waiting on one of those guys.
Now we also have our Splash Sports Survivor entry.
Yes.
I am more excited for this than maybe anything right now. Because once the Stanley Cup Final and the NBA Finals conclude, and this just in, they will next week at the latest, then it's really World Cup and everything else. So, VSiN Splash Sports World Cup Survivor mock. I got South Korea, Morocco. What are you laughing already at me?
No, the mock word, because we did this as our mock for like what we would do the other day. Yes. And guess what? We actually ended up doing.
Yeah, now it's kind of real.
Yeah.
South Korea out of Group A, Morocco out of Group C, USA out of Group D, Senegal out of Group I. So just to reiterate, you've got, again, more than 3 hours still to enter the Splash Sports Survivor pool, $1,000 entry, $1 million on the line. All four of your group stage picks must get to the round of 32. Any one of them loses, you're done. You're out.
I like it because I don't know if I'm going to bring myself to bet the USA side in any one of these games. So I like that we have it on our Survivor ticket.
Oh, I'm pumped.
And then entry two, Kelly Morocco, Uruguay, Norway, and Croatia.
So if Morocco gets bounced, we're both out.
Yeah, we're going to be big Morocco fans.
Big Morocco fans.
And both, we're sharing these. So, yes, yeah, so these are all together.
Hey, have I told you that Morocco story where a guy in the corner was selling a spoon?
You know, what's funny? You know what I was sitting here thinking when you told that story? Is like, I feel like I've heard of Gil's Morocco trip multiple times. I've never heard that part of the story.
Oh, that was the whole day. It was just like Matt, just like aggressive hounding by this, by that. And then just one old man in the corner, spoon.
That is, I what I was thinking? I was thinking of like the Las Vegas Strip shenanigans that you see,
mm-hmm.
where I do the same thing. If you were just a nice, pleasant person who stood by the, stood on the corner and sold Tootsie Pops or something, I'd be like, oh, I'm going to go buy Tootsie Pop for $1.
I appreciated that it wasn't aggressive. Yeah. So here's the thing with the, again, the Splash Sports Survivor deal here. So we have each picked four teams. You must pick four teams to get out of the group stage. Now, in a NFL Survivor or any other Survivor, you're kind of, again, NCAA, this is more akin to the March Madness mm-hmm. Survivor, where, again, you have to have, in March Madness, the big thing is you have to have teams left. It's not only enough to survive. You have to make sure that in the bracket format, you have enough teams to get you to the promised land at the very end, because if you run out of teams, you can lose that way as well. Here, the way that the knockout stage bracket shapes up, it is not nearly as clean in this new format as a March Madness bracket, which is just simple. Here's your bracket. You know how this works. Brackets tried and true from the beginning of time. This is, we don't know certain matchups because we only know, hey, well, if you're second in this group, then you take group, one of these third place teams from one of these groups. So it's really difficult to plan even further than a group stage. Now, if you were soccer hardos, much more hardo than me and Kelly, maybe you have a better handle on that. But for us, we're not even going there. We're just going to regroup at 32.
Yes.
That's our strategy.
Yep, well said.
Okay.
And if you look closer into mine, you will find that there's a similar trend with all four of those teams. That they are second on the odds or they're in their group, and there's a team far away beyond them in third.
Again, deadline in just over 3 hours. Get your entries in. Come back, more NBA and Stanley Cup on the other side. And crack, Bill Krakenberger on deck. It's a numbers game right here at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
A numbers game on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Back on a numbers game live from Circa Resort Casino, downtown Las Vegas, Nevada. Gil Alexander, Kelly Bidlin.
Hey,
hello, buddy. Here at, overlooking the world's largest sports book. That's what we come to each and every morning. What a great venue to have your job every morning.
Mm-hmm. Especially on a day like today.
World Cup, a little more than 3 hours away against Splash Sports. Survivor entries allowed until that time, until 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific.
Filling up quick. Get in.
Oh, you know what I say? Remember that Corolla bit I was telling you about a month or two ago?
Oh, yeah.
With the rich and poor having common.
Adam Carolla, yeah.
Things,
that was hilarious.
Rich man, poor man. Things that rich people and poor people do, in between. I saw, I think Seinfeld's like, he thinks it's one of the most five most brilliant things he's ever seen, ever heard, comic bits in his life.
It's amazing.
So I felt corroborated by that. I was like, thank you.
God, it was what I think that was. You, when do you think you and I first talked about that?
Months ago.
Okay, so I was on a trip.
Yeah.
One of my guys' trips where I told you last summer in Montreal, the in broad daylight thing got spilled over, became so obnoxious. But that was one too on a guy's trip where that conversation just kept, like, kept going for 2 days about it.
It's brilliant because it can just fill in the blanks forever.
Showers.
Things that only rich people and poor people do. Showers outside.
Showers outside. Like, I don't know why that's the first one I remember, but that's great.
Oh, my God. There's so many good ones.
Shower by the pool house.
Has a rapper for a neighbor. Has had lunch with Bono. There's so many. You could just go on and on with these.
Lunch with Bono.
My favorite was, has a ladder with wheels. It's so great. Anyway, corroboration from the greatest Jerry Seinfeld on that. This is from Craig at the South Point. Craig, who we know from way back in South Point, he goes, I keep hearing greatest comeback ever last night. Is it really better than the Bills Oilers or even Terps Miami with the same guy at quarterback? You talk about Frank Reich. He's a quarterback for both of those, for the University of Maryland and for the Buffalo Bills, engineering both comebacks. No, maybe not, but the stage is what makes it unbelievable, and that's why the Falcons-Patriots comp is probably the best.
You know where I struggle with it, Gil, is I don't know. Greatest comeback ever, I struggle with the word comeback. This is one of those games, right, where it's, you ask me collapse or comeback. That's where I'd rather go with it.
Yeah. Lives in a hotel. Just go on all day with it. It's on a first-name basis with a judge.
That was the one. That was the one. The shower were my favorite one.
We get tweets of beating the book. This is from David Montgomery, who says, can you really go 50 deep on Earth, Wind & Fire? That's darn impressive. I'm not sure I know 50 songs by all bands put together. Oh, I can go 50 deep because I know full albums. All in All, I Am. Don't test me. Anthony Johnson, greatest group of all time, Earth, Wind & Fire. Gap Band was pretty damn good, he said, but Earth, Wind & Fire, different level. Yeah, they're way better than Gap Band. I love the Gap Band. By week's picks, 8-1 was the cash out odds on OG. Oh, the cash out odds on OG was 8-1. Pardon me. Jim Del Torio, I jumped on board Paul Carr's Morocco to win their group pick weeks ago. Now that Dallin Cuff and Chris Velika are also on board, what can go wrong? Thank you for all the entertainment.
Oh, we're all going to be fine. We'll all be rich.
Yeah, come on. It's easy. Spurs to win the NBA Finals, 19-1. Yep, it's on life support. Hey, all you got to do is win 3 games in a row. That's it. But I will say again, games 5 and 7 are at home. Not that that's mattered in this series. And once again, of every team down 3-1 in any best of 7 series ever in the NBA, the Spurs probably have the best case to say to themselves, we've shown we can dominate this teams for stretches, double-digit leads in every single one of these games. And at the same time, say to themselves, how can we trust ourselves with any lead? Ole Miss to win the College World Series at 20-1, and then maybe I'm going to say maybe. This could prove to be my worst monthly baseball bet of all of them in 15 months of this over a couple seasons, 2.5 seasons. The Cubbies vying for the worst record in June, not the best record. Oof. Do I get any points for that? No?
Nah. Fortunately,
they are terrible. Almost had a 1-0 game at Coors last night. Cubs were up 1-0 in the eighth, and then no, not anymore. 2-1 Rockies. Cubs tied it up 2-2. Rockies win it 3-2. World Cup bets, in case you missed it, I added all these in the overnight. Morocco, this is in the game tomorrow. We're saying game or match. What are we doing, match?
Whichever one you want, man.
Thanks. I appreciate it. Morocco plus
you keep asking me.
Plus 450, because I keep saying game, and every time I say it, I'm like, that doesn't sound right. Morocco on the pitch, plus 458 versus Brazil. That's tomorrow. And then the futures bets, if you will. USA stage of elimination, round of 16, 3-1. Group C exacta, Morocco, Brazil, plus 650 in that order, 1-2. Group F exacta, Netherlands, Japan, 0-1-2, plus 270. Group G exacta, Belgium, Egypt, plus 140. And then the Group J exacta, Argentina and Austria, plus 140. Mikel Oyarzabal to win the Golden Boot at 11-1. He of España. And also Lamine Yamal, he also of the Spanish team, plus 155 FIFA Young Player Award.
You know what we're doing? We're really doing a great job of screwing each other up. Because every time I say match, and then in my head, it's like, you're like, my brain is yelling at me for being un-American saying
that's
match.
What I mean.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just, I think the internationals would excuse us poor Americans for using game and match interchangeably. You know?
Sure.
Hey, Spurs to win the NBA Finals. Spurs to win the series, which is also known as the NBA Finals. Oh, Spurs 4-2, that's dead.
Yep.
Spurs 4-3, guess what? That's the only way they can win, so let's go. And NBA draft, Aaron Peterson, first overall pick, plus 350. Cameron Boozer, third overall pick, minus 125. And I, like Gil Alexander, have made a match bet already for the opening games.
Hey.
Norway laying a goal and a half, minus 164 versus Iraq.
Norway laying the wood on a rock is what you're saying. Okay. And then look at
oh, boy.
You. Just right, rattle them off.
France to win the World Cup, 5-1. France to reach quarterfinals, minus 125. Portugal to reach the quarters, plus 125. Belgium to reach the quarters, 2-1. Norway to reach the quarters, plus 235. Morocco to win Group C, 4-1. Belgium to win Group G, minus 238. Colombia to win Group K, plus 260. Curaçao lowest scoring team, plus 650. Converted penalty kicks over 55, minus 250. And Erling Haaland over 3.5 goals, plus 130.
Nice. Nice. Earlier on the show, Jensen Lewis joined us. He's co-host of By the Books with Dave Ross. By the way, we do equal time, so Dave Ross will be on tomorrow.
That's right.
To discuss UFC on the White House lawn. I'm sure we won't get in any politics. I'm pretty positive. But Jensen was on giving us baseball plays today. Dodgers Pirates, an over fest, by the way, from Jensen. Dodgers Pirates over 8.5. Twins Tigers over 9. D-backs Marlins over 8. Mariners Orioles over 8.5. Rangers Royals over 9.5. 5 overs from Jensen earlier on the show. Didn't we have anything else?
Yeah, oh, we did. We had Jay Kahn with some Stanley Cup bets for tonight.
Jay Kahn is going back to the well. Jordan Staal over 1.5 shots on goal. Brandon Bussey over 20.5 saves. But he is on the Golden Knights on the money line tonight. Plus 136 at the Hurricanes.
I will definitely be tailing the Staal bet again. That was easy last time.
That was
around.
Easy peasy. What, 13 minutes in? Cash that? And then Paul Carr was on with us as well, but Zach Cohen in between. Zach Cohen has one prop bet. He leans Spurs, laying the 5. He hasn't bet that yet, but he has bet Devin Vassell over 2.5 made threes at plus 118, game 5 Saturday night. Here's Paul Carr. Tomorrow, no place today from Paul, but tomorrow, Bosnia and Herzegovina, double chance, even money versus Canada, and the USA over a first half goal, meaning they will score in the first half, plus 105, and then Saturday, Morocco to beat Brazil plus 450. We're going to be a bunch of happy people if that happens.
Man, I must have been working on something during that USA bet. Paul Carr really ready to sweat hard right away for the World Cup. Okay.
And now Kelly asked this question, and this is a quick return on this.
Great job by all of our guys. Yep.
Great job by you asking. Kelly asked the question, what is all y'all's your favorite World Cup bet of all your slew of bets? What's your favorite? Paul Carr says Colombia to win Group K at plus 250. Chris Felica says over 4.5 penalty shootouts, minus 155. That's a fun one.
Available at Hard Rock.
Drew Dinsick, Argentina to reach the final at plus 440. Wasn't that his only bet that he gave us?
He loves Argentina. Yeah. He loves Argentina just to win.
Yeah, he gets Argentina to reach, though. He's saying plus 440. And Dallin Cuff, Turkey to win Group D at plus 175. There you go. Okay. I like it. We're going to lose here because crack is coming in. So I apologize for that. I'm behind the glass. Anything on Game 5 that you are thinking of betting in the NBA? Anything on Game 5 in the Stanley Cup tonight?
Nothing Stanley Cup tonight except for that Jordan Staal. I will be over shots. Yeah. And then NBA, again, I'll bring it up. But these 5.5s are quickly disappearing. If you like the Knicks, I think you bet that now.
Full game. I'm just going to be riding our series bets, Gil. I think I'm going to be back on Spurs first quarter. I mean, I just cashed in four straight. I think we see, I would hope to God we see a refocused Spurs team right out of the locker room on Saturday night.
I think what you said there at the top, though, is this is the best advice, which is if you like the Knicks, grab it now. If you like the Spurs, just chill for a while. Just wait. There's no rush.
Five's a big-time key number in basketball. Let it bounce right around there.
Bill Krakenberger standing by. At Bill Krakman with a K on Twitter. Name of his podcast is Wisecracks. He joins us for Unscripted with Bill Krakenberger on the other side. It is a numbers game at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.